And I think you found the opposite among Hindus, very low fertility rates there, correct?
Yeah, that's a really interesting group because they're so incredibly small. Like I said, about 0.5% of Americans identify as Hindu. Obviously, the immigrant story is a big story with Hindus as well. The average Hindu has one child. Replacement rate's about 2.1 children. So I don't see any evidence that the Hindu population in America is going to grow at all over the next 20 or 30 years, keeping everything the same as it is now.
And then finally, let's talk about the Buddhist population in America. I think that one of the things you found is that how incredibly rare it is to find a Buddhist temple in many counties in the United States.
Yeah, and I think this is, you know, as a kid who grew up in the middle of nowhere in Illinois and has basically lived in the same general region most of his life, I don't think people realize that people around here don't ever encounter a Hindu or a Muslim or a Buddhist. And Buddhists are concentrated in the heavy population centers of America on the West Coast and the East Coast. Again, an immigrant religion. But we've also seen an interesting uptick, and this is something I want to watch more in the future, is a lot of white Americans are converting to Buddhism. I mean, Richard Gere famously 20 years ago came out as a Buddhist. So I do think that they are being a little bit more successful at evangelizing, but not by directly evangelizing, just kind of bringing their new religious ideas to America. But again, it's 1% of the country.
I once visited a Buddhist temple in southern Minnesota thinking that I was going to run into at least some Asian people there, and it was entirely middle-aged white women.
But it's just amazing how that happens though, right? You know, little pockets. That's what I love about religion. You know, there's all these cool little nooks and cranny stories, and I talk about religion in the broad sweep because that's what I do as a demographer. But man, inside that, there's all these little pockets of things that you would never expect. For instance, like 40 middle-aged Buddhist women in southern Minnesota.